solo. Aleluya, aleluya. Aleluya, aleluya. Santo, santo, santo.
You go, my Savior. Why don't you start by giving somebody, telling somebody good morning, and you can hug later, amen, just in case we have to take a pause. Why don't you give a big hand to Sister Billy Coon this morning? Come on, put your hands together for Sister Billy. Amen. Keyboard again, Tizo, huh? My finger's sliding off the door. And if I play the wrong chord, I'm going to come across this keyboard and deal with you, amen. I'm not playing, I'm just wiping anointing oil off, amen. Thank God for intercessors, huh? Praise the Lord. day that the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoice in the Lord. Day that the Lord has made, I'll rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, I'll rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice. And give you glory with a song.
its presence as we come boldly with honor and reverence. We'll worship Christ our King. Here in his presence, oh, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah.
A prayer partner, somebody you don't usually get to pray with.
things. He can give grace. He can move the mountain where there is faith. If you only trust him, your baptism he'll find. You can learn to love him. You just hold out. Come on. He can master all things. He can give grace. He can move the mountain where there is faith. If you only trust him, your battles you'll fight. You can learn to love him. You just hold out. He can master all things. He can give grace. He can move your mountain where there is faith. If you only trust him, your battles he'll fight. You can learn to love him, you just hold. He can master all things. He can give grace, he can move your mountain where there is faith. If you only trust him, your battles he'll fight out. You can learn to love him, you just hold. He can master all things. He can give grace, he can move your mountain where there is. If you only trust him, your battles he'll fight. You can learn to love him, you just hold out. Well, I searched here, searched there, kept on searching everywhere. I'm glad that I found the Lord, he brought me out. Well, I searched here, searched there, searched on searching everywhere. I'm glad that I found the Lord, he brought me out. Well, yes, he can. Can move your mountain. He tell somebody. Can move your mountain. He yes he can. Can move your, he can move your mountain. He yes he can. Can move your mountain. He yes he can. Can move your mountain. Trust in him, he'll bring you help. Yes he will. Trust in him, he'll bring you help. Trust in him. Searched here, searched there, kept on searching everywhere. I'm glad I found the Lord, he brought me out. Well, I searched here, searched there, kept on searching, trying to find the light. I'm glad I found the Lord, he brought me out. Well, he can move your mountain. He yes, he can. Can move your mountain. He yes, he can. Trust in him, he'll bring you out. Somebody say hallelujah, yes. Give somebody a big hug as Brother Jesse comes to you.
About coming out, hadn't he? With the joy of the Lord. Amen. I'm just excited to be here with you this morning, praising God. Amen. We're going to receive this morning's offering. If you would like an offering envelope, we have some for you. All right. Thank you, sir. Anybody else? Hallelujah. God is good, isn't he? How many of you came expecting this morning? All right. Good. Me too. Hallelujah. God wants to do some good things in your life. If you give, it will come back to you. Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. shall men give unto your bosom. Why? Because God has something for you to do, and it's going to cost you something. Amen. How many of you are here to plant seed this morning? All right. If you've got your offering ready, I want you to stand up with me and just praise God with it. Just worship the Lord. You know, no matter, God says, despise not small beginnings. And some of you, your life of giving may be at a small beginning right now. It may not be a whole lot. You may not have a whole lot to give this morning. But I want to tell you that word despise means do not belittle and don't take it lightly. If God blessed you with $5 to sow, if he blessed you with $1 to sow, if that's what God gave you to give, you better not take that lightly. Amen. Jesus didn't take the widow with her two mites lightly. That woman gave big. She was the biggest giver that day. Why? She gave all she had. That was important to God. So if you're here this morning and you don't have a lot to give, honor what you do have. Be faithful with little. God will make you faithful and ruler over much. Amen? So if you brought something to give to the Lord, I want you to just worship him and thank him that he blessed you, that you might be able to sow this morning. Lord, we thank you, Father, that you've blessed us. Father, we thank you, Lord, that it's not your desire that we stay where we are, but that we're going forward. We're going higher, Father. I thank you, you're leading us into prosperity. Father, I thank you that your blessing is on each and every life here, Father. Lord, we covenant right now, and we plant our seed by faith. And Lord, whatever the need is that's in this room right now, we call it met right now by your supernatural power. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and give you the glory and the honor. Amen. All right, you can bring your offerings up.
Well, God is about to turn some things around. He'll lift you up and take you up to higher ground. We'll not be defeated. We're not going down. God is about to turn some things around. Let's sing that before we go on. Ah! God is about to turn some things around. He'll lift you up and take you up to
God, a shout of praise. Isn't God good? Too good, isn't he? Somebody say, praise the Lord. Don't let me be in here by myself. Somebody praise the Lord. God is a good God, isn't he? Always good. How many of you ready for the word?
Amen.
How many of you doing something about the word?
Woo. Amen.
How many of you doing something about the word? Amen. We got to kill some time. Amen. We had several people leave us. Sister Bell ditched us. Brother Rex ditched us. Sister Melanie ditched us. Amen. I mean, I tell you what, you want to clear house, you say offering time. No, I'm joking. If you ever want anybody to get out of your way, say, hold on, they're about to take an offering. No, I'm joking. Amen. Don't do that. Amen. Tell us, Crystal, I think he needs you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Everybody give Crystal a hand as she's rolling the word.
Amen.
She might as well wear a sweatsuit to church, huh? All the stuff. How many of y'all glad to see Darren in church? Amen. Sister Jackie came back, and her husband George, is that correct?
Yes.
Now, I tell you what, boy, I must have got some sleep last night if I can remember her name. Amen. It's getting good. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost as we get started. Amen. Just pray really good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't he good? Thank you, Jesus. Give me one of those Bibles that might have all the pages in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And Brother Jesse, you're helping me, right? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, give him praise. It's good to pray, isn't it? Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. Tisa, why don't you stand up and pray over this word today real loud for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't he good?
Amen.
Praise God. Thinking this morning and praying and believing God, amen, to find out what's the right thing to speak on, what's the right thing to share, what's going to motivate the people of God, amen, what's going to give us that extra edge this week. How many want some extra edge? How many would like to see the power of God extended? Come on now. I like that. Billy wants it. How many would like to see the power of God extended?
Amen.
Now, we know that God is everywhere, isn't he? He's omnipresent. That means he's everywhere. But is he manifest everywhere? Can we say, praise the Lord? We want God to be manifest. We want him to manifest his presence. And I heard a statement as I was meditating and praying. Thank God he loves you. Amen. Thank God. That's only because he loves you that he speaks. Amen. And as I was meditating and praying, the Holy Spirit left this in my spirit. Amen. The hand of God is only as long. Now, I'm talking about the hand manifest. I'm not limiting God. I'm talking about the manifest presence of God. You understand the difference? So don't go off on the deep end. Amen. But the hand of God is only as long as the obedience and cooperation of those that serve him. Write that down. Amen. The hand of God is only as long as the obedience and cooperation of those that serve him. How many want to see God reach out more? Who say praise the Lord? We want to see God stretch. We want to see God reach out more. We want to see him do some more things. And I said, boy, that's something else. Amen. He only reaches as far as he can go. Do you know that? His manifest presence will only reach as far as it can go before it finds a broken link or before it's short-circuited. How many of you know something about the anointing of God and the presence of God? How many of you have been an inspiration? Everybody say the word inspiration real loud like you're audible today. Come on. Thank you. That's really good. Amen. Well, inspiration means inspirited. That means it's from the Spirit. And if God's going to do anything, he's going to do it by his Spirit. Amen. How many of you know you can flow in the anointing on a daily basis on your job? You can have grace. Working with your kids, working with your family, you can have grace. In the courtroom, you can have grace. But you've got to get it deep down on the inside. Everything God does, he's going to do it on the inside first. That voice of victory is going to come on the inside. It's going to come by faith. And then we talk about faith comes by hearing the word. Amen. Well, if God's going to do anything, he's going to plant that seed on the inside of your heart. And you got to take that power that he puts on the inside of you and you got to apply it to your circumstances. But God wants a greater reach. You ever seen that show called The Missing Link or The Weak Link? Everybody say The Weakest Link. It's a British show that they have on. If you watch the BBC sometime, and there's this British lady on there, and she's got the people on there, and she's quizzing them all, and they have a team that are trying to get somewhere. And if one person answers so many wrong questions or they just can't get it, they just can't hide, they say, "You are the weakest link." And they say, "You may leave." And they walk off. How many would love? You know, that's the way it is in the body of Christ sometimes. That we have to honor and love everybody. But the Bible teaches us and tells us that we shouldn't grieve the Holy Spirit, right? Said, don't quench the Spirit, despise not prophecy, that we shouldn't do certain things, that we got to realize that God is active and alive in the local church, and he just doesn't flow with good ideas. Amen. Good plans. He doesn't care about all that stuff, but he flows by his Spirit. He speaks a word, and whatever he speaks, he empowers, and he'll plant that seed. Amen. And it's got to travel out. Somebody say, glory to God. And you know what? The manifestation of that will only be as strong as we develop faith in his word. Amen. And hang to it. Amen. So the hand of God. Somebody say the hand of God. You know what? God might want to do some things. And I know he does in our community. He might want to do some things in our city. But do you know what? We are his hands. We are his feet. We are his voice, whether you like it or not. If God's going to do anything today, he's going to do it through you. That's why I put the Holy Spirit in you. He's living on the inside of you, not just because he wants to hang out, glory to God, because he wants to do something. You are the manifest presence of God in the earth today, if you really realize that. You say, church. As I started to meditate on this little revelation that I had there, I started to see things differently. I said, wow, how powerful. Now I understand what Paul was talking about when he said, I'm writing to the church here. I'm writing to the church over there. It's a unit. It's a unit. It's a supernatural unit. But the arms of the local church, the arms of the body of Christ, will only be as long as people are disciplined enough, amen, not to short circuit the grace of God. How far can it go? How far can it go? When you really think about it, how far can it go? You know what? God's going to speak some things. He's going to do some things. But how do we get it all the way out there to the weakest parts before it's short-circuited? If God wants to do anything in a community, you know what we figured out? Somebody say, rooted and grounded. I'm starting to learn some things as the thing grows. We're going to learn some things today. We can't be here long. Jesse's going to cut me off right on time so y'all can eat and the food doesn't get too cold. Amen? But we're going to learn some things. How I want you to see the supernatural church and have an understanding of it. Amen? Because that's what God is building. And that's really what's going to get the job done. Amen? And as we get into this thing, I'm starting to learn more and more and more. I'm starting to see. Everybody say a tree. Tree. Say tree again. Tree. It's like that. You know, the church is, it's almost like a tree. We're going to be working on a logo for the church. And the only thing I was seeing is this old big tree. Amen? This old big tree. And what I'm realizing that God builds from that. Amen? He sends the word to the roots. Amen? Then he gets some old pillars in there that come up on that. Somebody say, just hold tight. Amen. Those roots are in there. You can't see the roots most of the time. There's a lot. Somebody say, roots. There's got to be things that go on that you can't see in order for you to stretch out. See the ones that usually show out. Amen. That's the new, the quick stuff, the new stuff. The newest limbs and the newest branches are the ones that usually spring forth that you can see the most. Have the greenest, all the greens on them. Amen? But it wouldn't be that way if there wasn't a root someplace that can't be seen. It's that way with evangelism, too. You will notice as we're studying evangelism that usually when the church needs to grow. If you've been around here for a while, chances are, I'm just talking reality. Amen? You'll be a pillar. You'll be strong. You'll probably be a part of that trunk. But most of your relationships are already saved. Most of your relationships are already saved. You're not going to be as effective as someone that's just coming out. You find someone that's just coming out of the world, someone that's just coming out of a rough situation, amen, they're going to have a lot of relationships that they can plug into. You find someone that just got baptized in the Holy Ghost, chances are they're going to get more people baptized in the Holy Ghost because they already know people that aren't baptized in the Holy Ghost. Some say the green. New growth will always breed growth. Amen. New growth will always breed growth. So don't worry about that. Amen. Growth is always fast. When you get to a certain point, growth is always fast. But it takes some roots. So say roots. And you're going to have understanding of, go here real quick to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. We got two. I'm trying to make this quick, so I might be very vague. We're going to jump all over the place because I got some stories for you. Amen. But you got to keep in your mind the hand of God is only as long or stretches only as far as the weakest link. So that's why you got to take care of the weak links. Amen. Because it's the power of God that's got to flow through that. So you see some weaknesses in different individuals. You can have a body and everybody's flowing together. And everybody's all empowered. Amen. Well, let's take this to the body. Let's get it to Conroe. Amen. That all of a sudden, by the time the anointing gets from here to Conroe, there's a weak link someplace. Somebody might be off in strife. Amen. Somebody might be depressed. Amen. So that motivation is going to stop right there. Amen. Whether you realize it or not, we're only going to grow. Amen. In power and grace as far as our weakest link. You can have the strongest pastor in the world, the most anointed pastor in the world. Amen. But God's just not going to use that person all by himself. It's a body. Amen. It's a body. You know, we can't break the rule. It's a body that's got to do it. Amen. There are certain graces and certain anointing. Amen. That God wants to use the church. Amen. And God set some in the church. Some say some. Say some. Didn't say all. First apostles. Everybody say first apostles. Now we're talking about a tree. If you're going to look at that tree that we were talking about, you know, I want you to say roots. Say roots again. I believe that apostolic ministry is really roots. It's really roots. What I figured, I had the opportunity to walk with many powerful men and women. Thank God for that. Amen. A lot of those people are dying off today, but we got to meet or literally touch some of the people that have really affected charisma on the face of the earth today. Amen. It's just supernatural how God did it. You know, you can read books and we got to get in contact with some of those people and know them. Amen. And you know what I've learned as we walk with some of these powerful people and got to know some of these people? I had one friend that her father was the millionaire that funded the entire Voice of Healing. Amen. You know, the Voice of Healing was where those revivals were taking place in the 40s. And out of that, we've got the Christ for the Nations. We got Rhema out of that. Amen. Brother Hagin came out of that. Anybody that was somebody, all those healings that you see, Oral Roberts, all those boys came out of the Voice of Healing. There were lots of revivalists that really popped up that God used. And one of the things that I learned from this person, amen, was she said, you know what, when you get deep with people, there are certain things that you just don't know. Amen. That there are deep things. Some say deep things. Everybody just can't hang with them. Brother Hagin's revealed things and had things shown to him and revealed to him that he's kept in his heart for years, and all of a sudden he get released to share to everybody else. There's some prayer experiences that people can get into, amen, that would blow your mind. They can't share it because they let a Looney Tune get a hold of that stuff. They'd go nuts. So they just don't let people in on it. Amen? Some say roots. There's some saints, you know, when you realize something, you don't have to prove you don't have to, you know, show off or do something. You know, their prayer life is deeper, amen, than what you see on the outside. Amen? They can be, when you find a real man or woman of God, you got to realize there's usually more on the inside than appears to be on the outside. Amen? So there's a whole lot of stuff you don't know. Everybody say roots. And as they're trailblazing in the Spirit of God and in the Word of God, getting deeper revelation, most of those things aren't seen. That's why they said, listen, when we were talking, how many realize we were teaching the helps ministry for years? What's the reason for the helps ministry? Amen. What that allows? That allows the fivefold or different people, amen, to be free, to be rooted, amen, to get away where they're not seen, amen. to get under the ground and get some roots, because I tell you what, those top branches will only stretch as far as the roots that are unseen. You're going to say, well, what are they doing? I don't understand that. I don't understand. I can't see that. Amen. You can't see under the ground. You can't see the roots. But I guarantee you, branches will only stretch as far as the roots go out. You know that's the truth. A branch will only stretch as far out. The seen branches will only stretch as far as the roots will go underground. Everybody say underground.
Underground.
Roots. Somebody say weakest link. And you got to realize in the realm of the supernatural, there's a lot of underground stuff. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. Lots of prayers. See, a lot of times people get up above the surface. They don't, you know, you never really think about the stuff that you can't see. We went through some situations here in the ministry, amen. And someone says, well, it's just us here in the building. Oh, no, it's not. We know people, amen. We got saints that pray all around the country, amen.
Amen.
Many powerful prophets and people say, hey, this situation is going on, let's pray. And boy, we got together and prayed. Some of them have never been in the building before, amen. But got together and prayed within days. Things would change. So we say the unseen.
Let
us say praise the Lord. You got people believing God for you, amen, and trusting God for you. You might not see him on us every Sunday, every Wednesday night or stuff. Amen. So we say unseen. Unseen members, amen. Unseen believers, unseen people of encouragement, amen. What do you mean unseen, amen? Because there are different levels and different graces, amen. There are people that care. Somebody say Billy Hunt. Thank God for Billy Hunt. Thank God for Paul Osteen and different people. Somebody say amen. Because there's some foundational things that need to take place to make every tree strong. Thank God for Brother Marty Blackwell and the Rhema Bible Church people. Amen. Somebody say you don't see them, but they're in the roots. Fivefold. So, one, the first, the fivefold, second, prophets, thirdly, teachers, after that, workers of miracles and the gifts of help. And if you could see all those things, amen, all of those things are the fivefold, and that's what's very important. Somebody say, thank God for the fivefold ministry. And I believe that those ministries are foundational. Now, I'm going to jump off that. Aren't I doing good? I'm doing really good. So say, let's get it together. God wants us to deal with weak links. Weak links. Everybody say weak links. A strong tree is what God wants to produce. I'm reminded, amen, of Gideon. We look around the room today and we just look at the size here today. We shouldn't be moved by that. So say, God's doing something. Amen. I want you to see a story with me. Amen. Go to Judges chapter 6. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. That means they were just missing it, and they were in the wrong direction. They didn't have the will of God. They didn't have the mindset of God. Somebody say, just evil. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Midianites. 7 years, and the hand of the Midians prevailed against Israel. Isn't it sad that when you do evil, you're going to be in bondage? Because you know what's free? Righteousness is free. So say, glory to God. The wicked aren't free, the wicked are bound. The righteous are free, meaning that those that are walking in righteousness and those that are walking with the understanding and mindset of God, they have the freedom to go where God wants them to go and do what God wants them to do. But you're not going to take God's best and God's blessing and do with it whatever you please. He didn't give you this power, this grace to live any kind of way, to act any kind of way, to do whatever you feel with it. There's responsibility with what God blesses you with. So God set these people free, and all of a sudden, after he set them free, they decided to get their own mindset, which was wrong. How many of you want to stay free? And you don't want to be in bondage. A lot of people are in bondage, and bondage might be debt. Bondage might be strife. Bondage might be depression. All of these bondages come about because we don't want to walk with the mindset of God and in God's righteousness. And then we just figure out, look, I want to do things God's way. I want to do things the right way. I want to find out where the Spirit's leading me, even though I don't understand it. Amen. You'll find freedom to walk out of all kind of stuff. Now, these people did evil in the sight of the Lord. They missed it. They were checked out. They were in the wrong direction. God said, listen, before they go too far, because they're their worst enemies. I tell you what, your worst enemy, a wrong mind is its worst enemy. Can't nobody destroy you like you can destroy yourself. And there are many times you get some enemies, amen, that kind of hold you back, thank God. Amen. Because every little good idea you have is not the God idea. Every little thought that comes to your head is not meant to do you well. It's the plan of God, amen, that does us well. So God delivered them. Somebody say hallelujah. He said, I'm going to hold them back just a little bit before they get in some real trouble, before they go too far. Some say too far. Now, we remember the Tower of Babel when they say, listen, hey, boy, we're building. We're really getting good. Have you ever seen people build stuff? We can build Towers of Babel, our ideas, and we get success when every little wild thought that comes to our head and we just get out of control, and all of a sudden the prayer life goes away, our dependency of God goes away, our faith goes away because we've got it all together. And God said, just before they get too high and realize they're not God all by themselves, amen, I better knock this little tower down. Just before Israel goes a little bit nuts and thinking that they don't need me, amen, let me pull this little army over here and say, hold them back just a little bit. Every once in a while, you need to thank God, amen, that he held you back, amen, that there were some things you didn't understand it when it was going on, but in the long run, you say, praise the Lord. Thank God I didn't get that house, amen. Thank God those people didn't like me. Amen. Thank God I didn't hook up into that mess. And at the time, it seemed like a bondage. Amen. At time, it seemed like a yoke. At time, it seemed like a problem that it didn't work out. But God understands. Amen. He causes all things to work together for your good. So to say hallelujah. He loves you. He cares about you. Somebody say hallelujah. And he wants it to work out. So here Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord said, hold on, I'm going to put some brakes on this. Amen. And he turned them over to the hand of the Midians. Somebody say hallelujah. And everything, you know what? When you're in bondage, everything you try to, they don't want you to grow nothing. Every time they sowed, these Midians would just wear them out. Amen. They didn't want them sowing anything. Amen. There's nothing you can do. But God wanted to deliver them. Somebody say hallelujah. And they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth. And Judges chapter 6, verse 6, it says this, and Israel was greatly impoverished. Everybody say poverty. Poverty. Well, poverty is the result of bondage. Poverty is the result of bondage. And I tell you what, bondage is the result of evil. Bondage is the result of evil. Somebody say, I can't get out of this. I'm stuck. Amen. I'm in prison. Well, I tell you what, if you would imprison yourself in the Word of God, if you become God's prisoner, he's not going to let you be nobody else's prisoner. Amen. But he's free. You know, his yoke is easy. His burden is light. Amen. You're not going to be totally free. You're going to be under somebody. Amen. Thank God. You should let it be Jesus. We need to wake up in the morning and say, Lord, not my will be done, but what do you want to do today? Where do you want to take me? What do you want me to do? Amen. When you walk in and then I tell you what, you're going to find freedom. Paul always said, he said, we're free. He was, you know, Paul kept telling us that we're free, right? So say free. But then again, Paul called himself the prisoner of the Lord. Who say hallelujah. Some bondage try to come to you and say, look, I can't be put in jail. I can't be in bondage. I'm already in bondage. I'm in bondage of the Lord. Amen. I'm the bond servant of the Lord. Amen. It's not really a bondage. It's a liberty. But these people were in bondage, amen, and therefore they were impoverished, and things just didn't look like they were working out. Some say impoverished because of the Medians. Some people say, well, people can't oppress you and people can't affect you. Yes, they can. Bondage always wants to keep you under, and you need to get out from under it. Somebody say hallelujah. And then all of a sudden, then the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. Isn't it sad that the only thing that makes some of us cry is bondage and poverty? And if we've been crying out to the Lord all along, God, I need you. God, I love you. Some people only cry out to the Lord when things get rough. And our only motivation is our problem. You know, that's their spiritual motivation. You know, well, let something go wrong, then they'll be right on fire for God. And you can look over the thing. You can look over the congregation. How many know the church? Amen. We can look over the congregation. I'm not talking about anybody in here today, so don't you get offended with me. Amen. But some of them you see them say, oh, there's this one. I wonder what happened. Amen. Who's about to go to jail? Amen. Who's about to get messed up? Amen. Whose husband left? Amen. Something went wrong. Let me say, praise the Lord. Look at 9-11. 9-11 attacked, and boy, I couldn't get out of my house coming out of the Woodlands. People were flocking to church. Amen. And gave it 3 weeks. Amen. Everybody went right back to their old schedule. Amen. I mean, traffic lines. Amen. Going to church. Amen. Because what? They were motivated with problems. Don't allow that to be your motivation. But God wanted to bring them out. Somebody say, hallelujah. And it came about that the children of Israel, they cried out to God because of this bondage. We say, God wants us free. Whether you realize it or not, any sense of bondage where the people of God are not released to be all they can be, it's the result of bondage. And bondage is always the result of wickedness. And so he's preaching two messages. No, it's the same message. Amen. Somebody say it's the same message. It's the same message, but God wants to set us free. And the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel. Somebody say, praise God. Say, hallelujah. Now, I tell you what, he's going to send his word and set you free. People are waiting for the check. People are waiting for something to break. Amen. But don't you know freedom comes with a word? Freedom comes with a word. Freedom comes with a mindset. Just one word from heaven will set you free. People are waiting for this thing to come together. All you got to do is hear heaven. So as soon as I say the word is the key, the word, understanding, is going to open the door for you and get you out of it. They cried out to God. They cried out to God. God, get us away from these meetings. God, help us. We're in poverty. We're in all this other stuff. And God answered their prayer. But what did God do to answer their prayer? He sent a prophet. Oh, it's quiet in here today. So say, send me the word. Thank God. Amen. Just speak to me, Jesus. Amen. Just say something and everything will be all right. I tell you what, that centurion had that idea. He said, Lord, only speak the word and my servant shall be healed. When God's ready to do something, he's going to send you a word. And see, people don't understand that. They get a word from God. They go to someone, I was expecting a check. I was expecting you to do something about it. And they say, hey, look, God's going to work it out. But if it's a person of faith and somebody that knows God, amen, that's more than enough. You can take it to the bank. Somebody say hallelujah. We cry out to God, and God said, don't you worry about a thing. Everything's going to be all right. Amen. So he sends his word. Many times you hear us singing these old stupid songs over and over again. It's not because those aren't the only ones we know how to play. Amen. It's because it's what God wants to say. God's about to turn some things around. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. They cried out, and God sent them a prophet. He sent the word. Somebody say hallelujah. How many of you want to come up from where you are? How many of you want to come out of what you're in? Amen. You're going to come out by the word. Somebody say thank God for the word. Brother Jesse's working on a message to teach y'all right now on the word. Amen. Pray for him that he gets it out. Amen. That the Lord sent a prophet unto the Israel, which said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you out from Egypt and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. Somebody say hallelujah. And delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians. See, there are a lot of places you can get in bondage with. Amen. See, there are a lot of people that get out of stuff and they think, I'm out now. I'm sure you've been around for a while, too. You see people get preached out of this, preached out of that, preached out of poverty, preached out of unemployment. Amen. Some of them get preached out of ugly. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. Preached out of bad relationships, preached out of depression. Amen. They go get free. God polishes them all up. They're looking all good. They're not downcast anymore. They didn't sit under the Lord for 6 months. Now we're looking good. Now we're looking fine. Amen. Out of that bondage. Somebody said, well, I'm free now. I need to go get myself in bondage to something. I get so tired of seeing people get out of one bondage to get into another bondage. When God sets you free, he wants you to be totally free. And just because you got free once doesn't mean you can't go back again. The Bible says, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. But you're free from that. But there's always a bunch of stuff you can get hooked out into if you don't realize it. There are a lot of people that think they're free. Sitting up in church just as bound. just as trapped, just as messed up. Amen. Think, I can't get, you know, they leave one addiction to get to another addiction. One rough situation to the next situation. Amen. One bad husband to find another one. Amen. Some say one bondage to the next. Amen. Like frogs leaping from lily pad to lily pad. Amen. Bondage, bondage, bondage. He said, I brought you out of from the Egyptians. Amen. You might have come out of this. You might have come out of all of that other stuff. But how did you go get in the mess with these Midians? Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sent, I brought you forth. I delivered you out of the hand of all that oppressed you and drave them out from before you and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. And ye have not, some say, you have not obeyed. Some say, weak links. See, the place of disobedience is the place where the power of God stops. The place of disobedience is where the anointing of God stops. Amen. You've got to be willing to say, yes, Lord. You've got to be willing to be obedient. Amen. He's there. Amen. But his manifest presence will only stretch as far as your obedience. Somebody say hallelujah. How many want to get him to show up? Now, we could say God is in the church, and he is in the church. Amen. But his manifest presence, amen, will only go as far as we corporately obey him. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, but you just stop obeying. And as soon as you stop, it was obedience, amen, that got you out of the mess, amen. So obedience is going to keep you out of the mess. And as soon as you made up in your mind that you were going to be disobedient, bam, bondage. Somebody say hallelujah. Is it possible to limit God? No. But you can limit his manifestation. Even in the Bible, Jesus went into towns and he did certain things. And even in the Bible, it is written, you look it up for yourself as a homework assignment and turn it in. Amen. And he could not there do any mighty works. He said he could heal a couple people and do a little bit of this. Amen. Because of their unbelief. Faith and obedience go hand in hand. Abraham believed God. Therefore, he obeyed God and left Ur of the Chaldeans, which is Iraq, we're finding out. Amen. Over there in Iraq someplace, amen, to a land not knowing where he went. So they stopped obeying, amen, and they missed out on their miracle. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I'd love to go on, but I'm going to stop. We're going to pick it up tonight, amen. Hallelujah. I don't mean to leave you in a hole, amen, but I want you to know that God's going to send you a word. Your deliverance is just a word away. I believe in the word from heaven. How about you? I believe in the rhema word, the spoken word from God, the spoken word from heaven. Amen. That when that word is spoken, there's still power in it. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was. Amen. So say, just one word from heaven will change your life forever. How many of you want to extend the power of God to your life? How many want to get power supply to your situation? If you can connect the spoken word without a break, amen. See, there are a lot of people that hear these great messages in church about love and obedience and all this other stuff. That's the word of God. Amen. But when it comes to loving that person they're mad at, amen, it stops right there. Not on him, not on her. No, not this week. Amen. So the power of God, the hand of God, is stopped right there. Until they're willing to allow that word, amen, to flow in that area. Amen. Only the area that you take the power of God or the word of God will the manifestation of God be. How many are ready to let it go just a little bit farther this week? Did you enjoy this morning? I did. Amen. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank God that we are obedient to follow his word. Just pray in the Holy Spirit right where it says, I will be obedient to the Holy Ghost. And I believe by faith the hand of God will stretch farther in our lives in our church,
in our city,
in our family. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, as everybody's praying the Holy Ghost, we pray for every weak link right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, Father God. Oh, and people, just pray. Because you know what? Behind that link, there's somebody else. There's somebody else. And see, a lot of times people get whacked out, and they just get whacked out and think it's just them. They're only affecting themselves. But people, there are people connected behind you. There are people that are looking at you. Amen. There are people that you have the ability to influence, amen, and your week is so linked, and you got to realize that everybody behind you will only come, amen, or be able to see that manifestation, amen, as you're staying in tune, amen. Some say the weakest. I'm just so sad when I see just one individual get whacked out, and then all of a sudden they affect four others or five others, amen, because they don't realize that God wants to use them to allow the power of God to flow through them and touch others. Some say we can only stretch. Oh, Father. And some say, well, why can't pastor get there? Why can't this person get there? Don't they see what's going on? Well, I tell you what, you take the power through you. You take it through you to them. Every joint supplieth. Amen. Let us stay grounded, amen, and allow the word of God to flow through and stretch. Oh, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we pray for every individual in this room right now. We pray for everybody that they have under their influence right now in the name of, oh, pray right now. I'm getting Brother David, Sister Bell, just pray right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for those open doors right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, right now, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Stretch right now in the name of Jesus. Some of those will probably don't even come near the walls of this building, amen, but we can still reach them. Somebody say hallelujah. We can still reach them, amen. Praying for, amen, Brother Eduardo, Sister Bell, and Sister Mel, amen, hallelujah. And Brother True, amen, in the name of Jesus. God can reach. God can reach. God can reach right now. God can reach right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that your power goes there and your power flows through. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to put on some good music. Hopefully we got enough food for everybody. If not, we'll go get some more. Amen. Hallelujah. Free CDs to every visitor. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Love you, Bill. Susie called me this week, finally.
Oh, man.
My pain is sealed in His name. I believe.